From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry joins talks in Paris. Foreign ministers from European and Arab nations are discussing the battle against the Islamic State and efforts to foster a political resolution to the situation in Syria. Diplomats are trying to build momentum for a meeting Friday in New York that would include U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and his envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura. U.S. President Barack Obama says the U.S.-led coalition is moving with what he called a great sense of urgency to attack the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq. Speaking after talks with top officials at the Pentagon, Mr. Obama said coalition aircraft have been increasing the pace of airstrikes targeting IS. Egypt issued a preliminary report Monday saying its investigators have found no evidence of terrorism in the October 31st crash of a Russian plane in the Sinai Peninsula. A statement from the Civil Aviation Ministry said the probe is continuing, but that so far there is nothing to indicate terrorism or some other illegal act. A small group of supporters of human rights lawyer Pu Zhijiang ignored intimidation from authorities and rallied outside a Beijing courtroom on Monday. Pu is charged with publishing several social media messages that were critical of the government and of officials. If found guilty, he could face up to 8 years in prison. The hearing on Monday lasted a little more than 3 hours. Pu's lawyer said Pu told the court that the postings he made are protected under China's constitutional guarantees to free speech. He also said that if anyone has been offended by what he wrote, he was willing to apologize. This is VOA News.